Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Season 2, Episode 2 of the Francis and Floyd Podcast. A few things to discuss on this episode of the podcast. Am I a narcissist?
Am I a narcissist?
Are you a narcissist?
You might be a narcissist.
New feature on the podcast called the Bad News Blues. That's on the way.
Deliver the news and the blues, huh?
Uh-huh. That's later in the episode. Later in the episode, okay? Well, we take a sad, dumb story and we turn it into a blues song. And we just kind of make light of somebody else's tragic, terrible situation, you know?
Hey, you know?
It'd be like that sometimes. Sucks. Also, when was the last time you had a public outburst? Because I recently had one where I almost got kicked out of Target and the cops called on me, but I didn't give a damn and I'd do it again.
Yeah, saying I lie. He's our new COVID Karen over here.
Bop, bop, bop. I'd do it again. That's later in the episode. Also, the wifey is always receiving messages on social media asking for advice on cooking and just family life, things of that nature. So we now have our first edition of Insightful Mrs.
Insightful Mrs. So I'll give you a little bit of wisdom, okay, each episode. So I'm excited about that.
Yeah, let's get into this. Actually, before we get into the first topic on this podcast episode, can we talk about season 2, episode 1?
Oh,
we put a little episode out and social media lost their mind.
That went nuts.
Check out this clip.
I told Aaron to get a vasectomy. Aaron is our son. He's 20 years old.
About this.
And I'm sorry, but I'm a woman. Women, man, it's really hard not to say that.
No, spit it out.
These women, they stay out here skeezing. And my son is not about to get trapped. And I feel like there's like a big movement of women just looking for men to attach themselves to get to the bag. And you're not about to get to the bag with my grandchildren and my son. And so I literally was like, hey, son, if you're worried about having kids, because he's very worried about dating and doing all this stuff.
He's literally traumatized by watching his dad.
Yeah.
He's traumatized.
We both had children at young age. I got pregnant at 18.
Yep,
he
me too.
Got pregnant at 18. And literally our whole lives were dedicated to raising children for the last 20 years. So he's very traumatized about that. And I'm like, okay with like telling him you should get a vasectomy. You literally should get a vasectomy. And then when you are at your stage in life where you have the mental, the financial, hey, if she's the right one and you've made her your wife, go get it reversed.
Mm-hmm.
Go get it reversed. If you can't afford to get it reversed, you can't afford to have children.
Ah. How many of you watching this episode right now waited till marriage to get busy?
Huh? Oh, mm-hmm. I don't hear anybody.
That's what I thought. Dare y'all? How dare y'all slide in the comments talking about why don't you teach abstinence or how to protect yourself? Why don't you teach
Goodness
your kids
gracious.
Good values and morals?
What kind of mother are you? Don't teach your children about safe sex. Who said anything about safe sex, okay? It was just a conversation about another option for Planned Parenthood. You can plan any way. I'm not trying to sterilize my son, y'all. I didn't force him. He's not even a kid. He's not going to go get one.
Yeah,
it's
facts.
Just a conversation. Chill out. Dang.
Yeah. Of course we teach safe sex, abstinence, all of these things, morals, values. But we know that's not a reality, man. And we're just having a conversation. Now, she is trying to castrate me, though.
Oh, stop.
That's facts.
Stop.
She's just trying to cut everybody's balls
off
in here.
Hey, look at the dog.
She cut the dog's balls off. She tried to cut my balls off.
Don't even say that.
She's
don't
encouraging
even say that.
To get
oh,
his
please
sack cut
stop.
Off.
Stop. Ain't nobody cutting no balls off.
Yeah, man.
Here.
By the way, we got a 23-year-old and a 20-year-old. Neither one of them are pregnant, have kids, or any of that stuff. So I say we did a pretty good damn job.
I agree.
Teaching
them about safe sex. Watch the episode, okay? Go watch
it. You know you're
episode.
Not having safe sex when you left the club. You know you're not doing
Lies.
That. But you're encouraging us
Made
to do
marriage?
It.
Marriage?
Hmm? How dare you? How dare you? Throwing stones, throwing stones. So chill out, y'all.
Yeah.
We've been on this TikTok rabbit hole about narcissism, narcissistic and gaslighting and
projection and deflection and every kind of reflections, words that's out there now.
I'm confused. I don't really know how to like process all these new words and lingos and theys and thems and projections and lejections and rejections. I'm getting used to it though. But apparently I was called a narcissist by someone that's really close to me. And I was like, me, a narcissist?
And so there goes the loop because all of a sudden TikTok heard it. And then now he's getting all these videos and we're just sharing videos with each other about like, is that me? Mm-hmm. I don't think that's me. I'm not like that, right? Am I a narcissist? So man, it's just weird to us because we never knew these words before.
Can Can I be honest?
Yeah.
I discovered myself that I am not a narcissist. I'm not. But the person that told me I was deflecting.
Maybe you're joking. No, it's
the person that told me I was being a narcissist has narcissistic traits. So they may be the narcissist. I'm just like, I don't understand it. I'm trying to learn. Please help us learn. Don't be mad at us for not understanding. We don't have all of this knowledge. We're just naive. We don't know. So let's talk about it. If I say something wrong, tell me I'm saying something wrong. I don't understand the deflection, reflection, narcissistic propagandas of gaslighting. I don't know what that is.
There's a lot to it. A lot of it is like, you know, manipulation based.
Yeah.
So I'm just thinking like, do we manipulate each other? Like,
I don't know.
It's a lot to it. But
it goes deeper. Now we're codependent.
Yeah.
You can't even be in love no
trauma
more.
Trauma bonding now. I mean, damn.
I'm like, damn, I love my woman. No, dog, you trauma bond.
It's toxic.
It's toxic. Y'all just codependent on each other.
Like a drug.
It's like, yo, so what? If that's the case, like if we chilling, we love each other, life is good. Like, I say, so what, man?
Yeah, man.
People always want to mess up love.
I'm over it. And now my algorithm is all jacked up. I just can't get out of these gaslighting conversations.
I'm gaslighting. I don't even know how to gaslight. Like back in the day, because from what I understand is gaslighting, it's like you say something expecting a reaction out of someone or trying to get a reaction out of them, which is still narcissistic too at the same time.
I agree. It's just another form of manipulation.
Let me tell you something. Back in the day when I was growing up, that's called instigate. That's like, ooh, you gonna let them talk to you like that, bro? Yeah, like, dang,
that is gaslighting. Everybody was gaslighting everybody.
Facts.
Dang, or when they would make you break up with somebody because they literally were miserable. And
yeah.
They just gaslight you to make you feel like you have a terrible relationship. And they're like, break up with him. Yeah. And
do you have friends that do that to you?
Yeah, I don't have friends. If they're not in my friend circle.
Oh, you don't have friends that try to gaslight you to break up with your man?
No. They're not my friends if they do that.
That's facts. You're not
my
friend.
My friends say, hey, Sarah, what'd you do? My real friends, they'd be like, Sarah, now what'd you do to Jello?
Right. My real friends be like, hey, bro, I know you. So whatever she did, you're going to have to go ahead and let it go because I know you. Those are good friends. But bad friends will gaslight you and try to get you to break up with that person.
They sure will. Watch out for them.
But apparently, I'm a narcissist. I be gaslighting.
Well, we're educating ourselves to make sure that we're not, you know. And I did read some of the definitions online about a narcissist. And to me, it just basically sounds like someone who was very egotistical, who was real. And I don't really feel like we do that. Like, I mean, I don't know other people's perceptions of us, but like, it's really self-centered. You want to be admired. You know, you only hang out with certain type of people. Mm-hmm. And you just like manipulate others into doing what you want them to do. And when you don't want, when they don't do, you use, they're the type of people who will like, I'm going to burn you. Or they like try to ruin your reputation and stuff like that. That's a narcissist. I never done no shady stuff like that to nobody.
I've never done that, but boy, have I had it done to me multiple times by multiple people. And now it all makes sense.
Yeah, it all makes sense. Deflection.
You're deflecting. Like, yo, I'm not, how am I deflecting? The dishes in the sink, son, need to get washed. No, Dad, you're just deflecting because you really didn't wash your dish last night. So now you're just thinking about my dish. I don't know what this is. Educate me, y'all. Educate me. I'm trying to learn. The definitions don't do it. Like, how are you dealing with being a narcissist?
Yeah, we're helping each other at the house now. Every time we do something, he goes, oh, I just gaslit you. I'm sorry. Bless you.
My apologies.
Allergy season?
It is allergy season.
Allegra.
So. I would cut that out. I'm not cutting that out because it's real. I had to sneeze. What do you want? I'm human.
Oh, man.
So can y'all help with the understanding of what a narcissist really is?
Are y'all just learning this?
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
This is called the Bad News Blues.
I heard them notes.
So we take a little story and we make it bluesy. We take a terrible story and make it bluesy, if that makes
sense. Okay, so it's not such a terrible story anymore with the bluesy on it.
Exactly. We're going to laugh at somebody else's pain. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's the bad news blues. I got a little story here. Now, before I get into it, I want you to know, caught with your pants down is mostly just a saying, but this could definitely happen to you in real life. Yay, it's the Bad News Blues. You gonna sing this with me, baby?
I got you.
Oh, cops in Denver. It's a suburb of Lakewood, Colorado.
Lakewood.
Oh. Lakewood. Now they got a call about a burglary in progress. Last Thursday around 4 a.m.
Lakewood.
And when they showed up to arrest the suspect, they caught him on the toilet.
Yeah.
He was taking a shit.
Taking a shit. Oh, my God.
Oh, he was taking a shit on the toilet when he got caught by the cops.
Dookie booty.
Dookie.
It was a dookie booty.
They caught him using a drone. They located his place. We got video.
Wow.
We got video of him being arrested while he's taking a shit. He was having a shitty day.
That is a shitty situation.
He's having a shitty time.
Damn. I wonder if they let him wash his hands.
I don't know. Did he wash
like
his
it's
hands?
All on the handle, you're touching on the dude.
Wow.
Ooh, I like your vocals, baby. Them shits was
That's nice. The Bad News Blues.
I love it.
New feature on the show. New feature on the show.
Oh my
god. We do our podcast like an actual radio show. That's how I want to do our podcast.
I like it. I like it.
Anyway, so when was the last time you had a public outburst and almost had the cops called on you, or what happened?
COVID Karen. I was actually just speaking of that. I've never had a public outburst yet.
Yeah.
I know it's coming, but just not yet. I was in a bashes and some lady called one of the workers a name, and he called her out on it, and she just started flipping out in the store saying, "I didn't do it. I'm a Christian. I didn't do it." And he's like, "Yes, you did. Yes, you did." And then she just started screaming on the top of her lungs, and I was scared.
Yeah.
People
out here wilding, man.
Keep your wits about yourself, people.
Yeah. I guess I'm added to the pot of people who spat. I can't say that word.
Spazzed out?
Can't say that anymore.
Spaz?
You can't even say spaz.
Why?
Because it's a derogatory word. That's an actual
term. Since when?
I think it's an actual term.
No, I don't believe it.
I think so. Yeah, but people be wilding out here. And now I'm a part of that people, right? So long story short, one day. Hold on.
Yeah.
One day I was walking through Target and I decided I wanted to go in and get some toothpaste. And then I got myself a toothpaste. And then I saw this young lady, 23 years old, blonde girl, her and her friend, our coworker, dressed up, AT&T gear on. They got the blue, looks official, and they're inside Target.
Oh, because if it's inside Target.
I mean, come on, right? So then they approach me and they're like, "Excuse me, sir." I'm like, "How you doing?" She's like, "Listen, what service do you have?" I was like, "I got T-Mobile." She's like, "You want to switch?" I was like, "No, I'm good. T-Mobile's cool." She's like, "Well, listen, if you come to AT&T, I can get you a whole different deal. I can not only get you a deal, I can get you and the family new phones. On top of that, your phone bill will be $160.
That
then I'm
going
to put you a part
too.
Of the AARP plan, which is going to keep your bill lower to $160 for life. You'll be grandfathered
AARP.
In forever."
AARP?
What? Sign me up.
Yeah, you missed a little key points too, huh?
Hey, listen, whatever scam she's pulling or trick, whatever, she's saving me money. So I'm like, go for it.
She's using your grandma's account?
Facts. Turns out everything that she said to me was a complete lie. False.
Shame.
I ended up owing a ton of money. I got to pay $700 for my wife's phone. AT&T, we went to the store to confirm because she ghosted me completely.
Straight ghosted.
And they was like, "Yo, my man, yeah, she lied to you, bro. We can't do that. We're not going to do
that." And the
that.
Worst part is AT&T admitted to us in the store that this is like big and popular. And he's like, "Yeah, we get a lot of people who come in here and they're like, we were told this." He's like, "Yeah, it's a scam, bro. They're third party distributors. They're not part of." Like, wait, how do you allow them to wear your brand?
Right.
So yeah, they like scammed him and he wanted to like burn the whole store down.
I did. Cause I'm like, I'm in Target. This type of thing is supposed to happen in Target.
Yeah, like there's
you don't
no
come to Target
this
to get scammed.
Happening. Yeah.
So then after the AT&T guy told us at the actual AT&T store that there was nothing he can do. He's like, "Yo, you got scammed. Way to go, stupid.
You got there's like 14 days to cancel or go back to T-Mobile or not."
Right.
You
but know, he's like, "What she promised you?"
Ain't nothing I can do about it.
That's not going to happen here. I don't know what cell phone company you think this is, but that's not going to happen. So fast forward, we go to the store one day, and I'm walking down the aisles yet again to get some cottage cheese and blueberries. And I see the AT&T representatives. Now, it's not the same girl, but it's a dude who's got the bowl cut.
The Edgar.
You can't say that.
It's the What do you mean? It's called the Edgar cut.
I don't know, man. I just saying.
It's literally called Edgar. It's a whole thing on social media.
People are wilding out here.
It's a bowl cut.
I ain't say that.
My son got an Edgar. I mean, what?
Oh, my God. You said it again. Stop saying it.
Okay, so we're in Target. We're in Target
trying to get cottage cheese, and I just so happen to see one of the reps there now. It's not the same girl that scammed me, but it's still them. And I see them with a lady, and before I can say anything, wife is like, no, stop. We're leaving now.
You go get your blueberries, and I'm going to go this way and grab what I need to grab. You go that way. And he's just like, oh, my gosh. And I understand. I understand his frustration, but I just let them do their thing. As soon as I turned down the aisle, there he is standing there looking at me, looking at the AT&T mm-hmm. rep, and he's just like itching. Sure enough.
Hey, yo, my man. Let me talk to you. Like he do in New York. Hey, yo, my man, let me talk to you.
He was over there scamming that girl.
Yo, hey, yo, let me talk to you, son. You know what I'm saying, son? What was all that you was talking earlier, son, about that free AARP plan you got, son?
Free phones?
That free iPhone 15 for my son.
Oh, my gosh.
No, I'm just joking. I didn't do that. But what I did say was because I saw another lady who was about to get scammed, and she was trying to get out,
the whole
y'all.
Time we were in the store, she was trying, but he just kept coming.
She was trying. He was like, no, come here. I'll get you this, and then I'll get you this. And I looked at him, I looked at her, and I said, no.
He did.
Whatever that dude is telling you right now, he's lying.
And the whole store was like, oh, and it was loud. It wasn't like little, but it was loud. And I was like, oh my God.
I went in on him. Big dog. Whatever he's telling you, he is lying to you. I guarantee it.
And he's like, now get it. And
she's, like Denzel.
She grabbed her basket so fast and took off running. She's like, thank you. And she just started running. And I felt like I was in a movie. All the Target workers and electronics were like, and then he's like, I just came over here. I just lost out on $500 or thousands of dollars. Mm-hmm. And the guy's like, I didn't do it, bro. And then like,
so you gonna make me lose out on $700? That's what you're telling me?
I was like, come on, let's go.
So I was like, yo, you caused me to lose $700.
Took that whole dude's commission.
You are scamming people, and you should be ashamed of yourself for scamming hardworking Americans.
He did say that. He did.
Hardworking Americans.
He said hardworking Americans.
And then I was like, I'm proud to be an American. No, I'm just playing. I didn't do that. But I told him, like, yo, you're scamming people, man. So then the Target employees started looking at me.
Backing up into the, like, all the Target workers were out.
You know that Homer meme?
Yeah, where you see the grass?
Where he back into the bush?
That's what everybody did.
That's what everybody did. They even walked up front, followed us to the store, and stayed at the front of Target just to make sure I wasn't going to flip. But they all understood. Like, it seemed like all the employees
already
understood
knew. Like,
and were like,
scam.
Good job, bro, for calling this guy out.
Because all they do, you guys walk to the store at Walmart, Target, they're everywhere. And they'd be like, hey, do you need Cox Communication? Hey, do you guys need T-Mobile? It's third party. That means read the fine print, okay? Because it's a scam.
The way you said you need.
What?
Anyway. No, we're not going to worry about that. So let us know, man. Anytime you've ever been scammed before, leave us a comment, send us a DM. We'll talk about it on the next episode. We'll do a live and, you know, we'll discuss the last time you, I can't say the S word, the last time you flipped out in public.
Oh, because we can't say that word.
Yeah, you can.
Oh, well.
After you already said it, though.
There's a couple of scams going on right now. And I think like it's good to talk about because a lot of the elderly, including our parents, are getting these. They're texting you now and they're saying like, hey, how are you? And then you're like, oops, sorry, you have the wrong number. And they're like, I'm sorry, blah, blah, blah. And then they start talking about their life and their kids and that they live in a different country and they want to be your best friends and start sending you pictures. It's a scam.
Fact.
It's a scam. Don't fall for it, y'all. And don't ever give nobody no 3-digit codes. Don't ever do none of that.
Yeah.
And also these gift card scams out there. People are cutting half of the gift card, taking the scanning part, the swiper part, and leaving the barcode. So when you go buy a birthday present gift card or something and they scan the barcode, you give the card in the card to the person. There's no swiper on it. And so as soon as that card's activated, the thief now has it and can just swipe it at whatever store.
Yeah, they out here scamming.
They out here getting folks.
I almost got scammed outside of Walmart parking lot for an iPhone, not iPhone, but an Apple Watch and AirPods. This lady walked up to me and she was like, I have this iPhone, Apple Watch, and the iPhone.
And you believed her because she was so sweet.
And I'll give them both to you for $200.
Scam.
And she made that eye contact. She looked like a little mini version of Miss Doubtfire. So it just, I felt warm. So I'm like, $200 for that? Watch. Facts. Went inside the Walmart, pulled out the cash, but I took out $260. Because you ain't going to get me. You're not going to talk slick to a can of oil, okay? Even though I got scammed by the AT&T girl. It doesn't happen often when you scam me, all right?
Oh, my gosh.
So I walked up to her and I'm like, listen, if you let me open those boxes, I'll give you an additional $60 if you let me open the boxes before I give you the cash to ensure that I'm not getting scammed. She's like, no, you're not a good man.
Uh-huh.
You are not a good person, she said.
What do you think was in the box?
Some rocks.
Did it have like that sticker that the new package has? So you couldn't open it?
No, I mean, it was legit. It was legit. It was sealed and everything.
Plastic on it and everything.
I mean, like she just ripped it from the Apple store and came and sold it in a Walmart parking lot. It was legit, but I just didn't trust it just because that's too low of a price for something so expensive.
Right, you even had to cash out. I mean, if you had to cash out, I'd have opened it for you.
Right, and just let me see.
You got to be careful. I saw on TikTok that there were elderly women and men, and they were selling, saying like, hey, anybody get over here and do this, and I'll sell you this gold. And so they are selling gold to these people, and they were buying it for like hundreds of dollars.
Yeah.
And somebody came and called them out. It's like, don't do that, like what you said. They're scamming people, bro.
They're scamming, man.
And it's fake jewelry and stuff like that. So. Yeah.
Hey, this is completely off base and off topic. This has nothing to do with being scammed, but I wanted to talk about this because we talked about this earlier. Ladies, do me a favor. Let your man play video games. Because a lot of y'all be hating for no reason and y'all taking it way too serious than you actually need to. Let me put it in perspective for you, right? You love makeup. As a little girl, you grew up playing with the Barbie dream houses and the Corvettes and all of that. So you kind of grow up and you do the same thing. You decorate your house. You do the Barbie decoration. You like to wear makeup, jewelry, paint your nails. There's a lot of different trinkets that you can play with, right? It keeps you in that young mindset. It lets you tap into the child that's inside of you that never went anywhere. And you don't let your man tap into his own child as if we're not supposed to have one and you are. If you want your man to show his happiness and some of that childlike quality and energy inside of him, let him play his game.
I let him play his game.
Let him be a kid.
I do. So if he tells any of you guys that game with him that are watching,
yeah,
he's lying. I let him play his game.
She let me play. She let me play.
I let him play. You know, honestly, though, he's a busy guy. So when I do see him, he's always he's always working. He's always doing something. When I do see him on his game, I'm like, it makes me happy.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, oh, you're not thinking. And I really do care about like your mind. And so when I know you're playing your games, I'm like, I love it. You know what I mean? So don't get it twisted. And I do encourage you women who really are against it. Like, here's the deal. If your dude ain't taking care of his business, though, like if he's just out here just dirty, ain't washed his ass, you know, he's missing work. He's not sleeping. He's just not, you know, then I'm not talking about those situations. But like, he's a grown ass man. He's providing. He's not doing nothing wrong. Let him have his little break. Okay. He don't have his Hot Wheels and his little army men to play with.
Yeah, man. You know, that's why most men, you know, they get older. They get like a classic car, try to rebuild it in the garage. They got motor oil all on the ground.
Yeah,
because they're trying to tap into that child inside of them that they don't really get to really communicate with, because if they do, we get roasted by women. You ain't this, you ain't that, you're immature, you need to grow. I'm like, yo, let him play a video game. Let him play a game. Your man will be happy.
Just give him a limit, ladies. Just kidding. Give him a time limit. I'm just kidding.
Look, man, happy
give him
husband,
a time limit.
Happy house, happy wife, happy life, right?
No, that's true.
Both parties need to be happy, man. I'm telling you. Let your man be a kid. Let him be a kid and don't shun him. Join him.
Yeah.
You might like a little video game. I'm too grown to play games.
Sometimes when he plays games, and he's like trying to beat the hard monster, and it's taking forever, and you know, and you get to that point when you want to throw the remote, he'll be like, here, you want to fight him?
I like how you're just going to play my game like that, though. Like, he's trying to beat the hard monster.
I'm trying to visualize. Hey, God of War is not an easy game.
It's not.
So for anyone who understands that game is hard. So, like, I'll take, like, 80 different kills of getting killed on the game so he can get his mind back to try to go fight the hard monster.
Yeah, I appreciate you, babe.
You know? So. You know, it's teamwork.
Love it. Teamwork makes the dream work. All right, so we're going to wrap up this episode. We love y'all. Thanks for you for checking in.
We got to do insightful.
I know. Oh, my God. Oh, okay. Let me get all right, to
sorry,
it.
Sorry, he's ready. He's ready to go play his game.
Facts. So insightful misses, because, you know, wifey's always getting these questions, and, you know, go ahead and give them a little bit of insight.
I think this one for sure is going to be based off of what I do every day. I cook, and most of y'all who do follow me see all the food that I'm doing. And I get a lot of comments like, hey, I can't cook, and I don't even know how to cook. And, you know, I wish I could learn, and I wish I knew how. You can. You can totally do this. Like Julia Child said once, if you can read, you can cook. Okay. And you just have to get in that kitchen and just make recipes. Get online, find all kinds of recipes and just make it. Don't be afraid of making mistakes. Y'all got to be fearless in there. Like, make sure you have a fire extinguisher and stuff like that. But like, really just have fun. Have fun. So don't be afraid of it. If you can read, you can cook. All right. So.
Yeah. Cause you're just reading recipes. Come on. Season 2, episode 2 of the Friends and Floyd podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Love y'all.
Do us a favor. Like, comment, subscribe, and follow us on social media. Search Francis and Floyd.
Yes.
And it's Francis with an E, not an I.
Facts.
Love y'all. See you next episode.
Bye.